Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. A big day in the history of the NFL. Anyone who enjoys football should know what today is.
Well, if you know anything about me.
Yes, well, I know, Buzz, you know. Today, October 25th,
yes,
2011, marks the 99th birthday of the Squire, Jack Kent Cook.
Yay.
The late, great Jack Kent Cook. Jack! Jack!
Oh,
Jack,
what the hell?
I'm floating over here.
Oh, you actually came in studio.
I decided not to use the door.
Look at that spectacle.
Because the sound effect would be much too dramatic.
Did you come in?
What?
Did you come in through the keyhole?
I came in through the back room window.
Not the chimney.
Oh, not the chimney. How about a little fire, Scarecrow?
Happy
Hello.
Birthday.
Bloody hell. I'm how old?
99.
But not really, because I'm dead.
Dead is true. Door, yeah.
Jack, I'm worm food. Uh-huh. The worms are eating my eyes.
Happy birthday, Jack.
Jack, who's your cable provider in heaven?
My cable provider in heaven? We have DirecTV, Oscar.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
We don't use cable, and I'm saying right now, if the Fox Network goes away, I'm bloody well going to haunt Rupert Murdoch till his dying
Good
breath.
Do you think we're going to lose the Fox?
Of course I do. These are wealthy businessmen like I was. We don't take any prisoners. We don't give a rat's ass about others. We are consumed with ourselves.
Do you clean your TV screen with newspaper and vinegar?
I don't. I don't even have to worry. I've got a 60-inch diagonal.
Wow.
And we have helpers up here.
Oh,
helpers?
Wipers?
Those that were of a lesser station in their real earthly plane are of a lesser station in heaven.
Wow. Anyone we'd know?
Well, for example, I've got the butler.
You do?
I've got Alfred from the old Batman.
Oh, yeah. The original Alfred?
Yes, the original Alfred.
Alan Napier?
Yes, Alan Napier. Thank you for remembering.
Wow.
But that's neither here nor there.
I wanted to ask
Bloody hell.
Very exciting with your TV. I bet
you're... Are you looking forward to the roast this evening, Rob?
Not really.
Not me neither.
Are you going to be there?
Me neither. Yes, I'll be floating around in the kitchen.
Don't you have words for Buckhands?
Of the Pooks Hill Mary. Stephen Buckhands, you bloody ass.
Oh, my.
Why did you get married?
Insults from me on the grave.
You were one of the last great confirmed bachelors.
Yes,
confirmed what?
Bachelors.
Yeah.
Now we only have Oscar Santana.
That's right. Here,
weekend after weekend, catting around, trying to grab some quality tail.
You know how
it's
he
a
is.
Legend.
Do you
That's
like
right.
Oscar?
I love the way he expresses himself.
Of course, of course.
Why, just the other night, I haunted Oscar. I floated above his bed, and I said, Oscar, Oscar, what are you dreaming about? And Oscar looked up at me, opened his eyes, and he said, what I always dream about, wall-to-wall ass.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Since when do we lock this thing? Come on. We can't go, dude. Sorry.
Holy crap. What happened?
You got pink eye.
Were you giving each other butterfly kisses or something?
Ha ha ha. Very funny. That's not how you get pink eye. You get it from poo particles making their way into your ocular cavities.
Hey, Ben.
Yo.
How's it going? I farted on Jason's pillows, a practical joke. He farted on Jonah's, thinking it was mine, and then eventually pink eyed my pillow. Not proud of any of this, but I think we've all forgiven each other, but we can't go anywhere.
Well, you can get pink eye from farting in a pillow?
Totally.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah, but you gotta be bare-assed.
Jesus, Martin got it bad. What, someone take a dump right in your eye?
No. No pink eye for me. I'm just really... Hi.
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Good afternoon, Storm Troopers. We're in 148 countries around the world, and we're from the Cappy Fiverr Studios. This is MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is Tuesday, October 25, 2011, and we are over 9.5 million downloads, still growing each and every day. Our show today is brought to you by
Encore!
Insurance Services, LLC. For a free life insurance quote, visit smartterm.com. That's two words, SMARTTERM.com. Or call them at 866-347-5748. They'll do all the work for you.
Encore.
We'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com.
Encore.
Insurance Services, official sponsor of the TMOS Iowa Road Trip. And yes, we thank them in advance for that. On the program, an awful lot to get to today. Some random nonsensical thoughts that I won't bore you with until I inject them into the conversation in a seamless, natural way, causing you to believe that it was a spontaneous thought, when in fact, I've been up since 4:30 this morning prepping these thoughts
again
just for
the,
one single hour.
Again with the lack of sleep?
Well, no, I go to
What's
sleep.
The deal?
I get up at about 1, then I do a lot of work, and then I get back up at about 9.
It ain't healthy.
Well,
but I do my work, and I tweak my work.
What Mike fails to tell you is that he passes out at 7, so he gets that drunk sleep till 1, and he wakes up and he feels like, wow, I slept all night, and then he's got to do some work, and then he goes back to bed.
Now, slow down, Brownie.
Wow. Hey, I'm glad to see that nickname catching on.
No, actually, last night there was no alcohol involved because I wanted to save myself for what I would like to call the post-roast buzz.
Ooh, I see.
And so
he's doing like a post-game thing?
I mean, the buzz buzz.
Buzz Burbank?
The buzz buzz.
The alcohol buzz.
Incidentally, are you happy with the new accoutrement that I have to the living room studios?
The roaring fire?
Mm. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have a fire.
I am the god of hellfire.
You are.
And I bring you
decided I'd let it burn out before we hit 70 degrees today.
Yeah, good idea.
I'm a little disappointed Mark forgot the marshmallows, but the presentation was beautiful.
I want to thank my good pals. I paid them for this.
That's right.
Didn't pay them out of the company, but I want to thank. Well, but hopefully,
no need to
Mr. Ronick will be calling on them.
Yes, yeah, sir.
And there's a method in everything, Buzz.
Sure.
That's I don't right. just lay out those little plugs.
Yeah.
Speedy Chimney Service.
Speedy.
Speedy Chimney Service.
So they're fast.
They were great. You know what?
Speedy.
Seriously, the reason I mention them, and I hope they become an advertiser, but that's
Me
not
too.
The reason.
That'd be great.
The reason is because every now and then, you just say thank you to somebody who just did their job
Does
the right way.
Does a great job, yeah.
And all the guys there were just thorough. Well, they got it done sooner
than
I expected.
Did they provide top hat service?
Now, that's the other one, right?
No, it's not. The top hat is a traditional piece of garb for the chimney sweep.
Somehow I don't trust you.
Trust me always.
Because he's got a joke and an agenda.
I think his... No, see, I don't think it's his joke. I think his agenda is steering us down to the jingle for that other chimney
company. No, this is more Broadway musical related.
You know, actually, they killed two birds with one stone because...
It was a film first.
When we had the earthquake back in, I want to say 2 months ago now, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. There's a lot
the
of people...
The great 2011 earthquake. I remember where I was.
Still shaking.
I was with RJ and Mark.
Yeah. They,
twice.
Experts
in
say,
bed.
Experts say that you have to have your chimney checked, especially with this, the winter and fall ending.
Yeah, the earthquake was so bad, not chimney. Has three syllables.
It's because
chimney. Have your chimney.
It's because if you,
he's not going to be. We're not going to be able to live.
He clearly did a line of cocaine before he walked
in. We're not going to be able to live.
And if there was a crack in your chimney,
right?
There is
chimney. Chim chim taru.
If there's a crack in there, that could be a hazard to the home, and there could be carbon monoxide poisoning.
Could be very.
So they checked it. They made sure it's safe, and they actually got it working.
Well, I think they checked it.
That's what they would do to make it work.
Of course,
yes,
of course they did.
But they also. If they hadn't, but I've got a liner.
Now
in it
he's
now.
Right. Now
I've
he's
got a
paranoid.
Liner. I've got a liner in it now, that's so right. It's not going to matter.
I know they checked it because they went on the roof.
Yeah, they did.
That's what they do when
and,
they come check it.
You know, so this winter, when we have our winter wonderland,
yes,
you boys will be able, and I'm going to do my level best to get wood every
nice.
Morning.
Good for you. I that's applaud nice. That.
Hey, is it chimney or chimney?
Chimney.
Chimney.
Two syllables. Chimney.
And you know what else?
I've been saying chimney my whole life.
I respect your intellect. I really do respect you as a broadcaster.
Yes, yes.
As an English major, you're a tard.
I was never an English major.
But he's just chimney. Who the hell says chimney?
And you know what else they
have? I'll tell you.
Christy King on WTOP was doing a report yesterday in which she said chimney repeatedly.
Well, you'll have a chance to hobnob with those people tonight.
And you know what else?
Chimney? Oh, that feels so weird in my mouth.
Chimney.
God, if you had a nickel. Another one you hear occasionally in this area, Chimbley.
Yes, I've heard that.
And
yes.
I hate that.
Yeah,
that's Chimbley. A little,
well, well, Chimbley is much worse
than
Chimney.
That sounds like a Washington thing.
I think what we need to do is maybe when the holidays roll a little closer, Mike, let's have a fireside show.
Fire.
Oh. And we could mic the fire.
Fire, yes. Oh, mic the fire. Yeah. I'm very happy. And it's nice because this has been this house is very old, and I think it's been a number of decades since they've actually had a chimney. The previous owner, I do not believe, used the fireplace.
Well, be
at
honest,
all.
Mike, when you bought the house, it was because it was going to be destroyed.
That's
and you,
exactly
you snatched
what
it from the clutches.
He saved it.
He did.
Right. On the show today, Oscar breaks up with Donald. Want to talk about that a little bit?
Story.
I explain, and I'm going to do this right at the top. I'm going to explain a sports term to Rob because I figure if I bust Rob's balls at the beginning of the show, then by the end of the show, he will forget, and maybe he'll be easier on me in the roast tonight. What passes for a
roast was written 2 weeks ago.
A few thoughts on what passes for gore today because I'm beginning to realize that we are getting so desensitized. Mm. Stuff you see on television now that you never would have seen 10 years ago. As far as gore, that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
Let me see. Call my house Pug World. We are now in the presence of my wife's pug, not mine, Beluga, and her coworker Joey, who has two pugs, Dallas. And
Dallas
and also
Chimney?
Bailey.
Oh,
Bailey. So
Carl and Mike plus three.
And Jesus.
I was shocked.
They're just
was.
Useless. You know, the Chihuahua comes over to me, puts his little paws up on my knee, and I hold the Chihuahua this morning.
Right. Right.
Having my breakfast, just holding the Chihuahua, hanging out. How you doing, Frankie? The pugs just go
snort. And then...
But they warm your bed before you jump in it.
Yes, with urine.
Oh, they suck. I'm really starting to get... Oh, Carla's going to kill me for this.
No, she
But I'm really
not
getting down.
This.
I'm getting down on the breed.
Uh-huh.
Really?
I
the
really,
whole breed?
They're just loads. They're like Beluga. Like Bailey.
They're so pretty.
Bailey, the big, fat, diseased one.
They all kind of look fat.
They are all fat.
Yeah.
Takes the doggy bed from Beluga. The Beluga sleeps in his whole life.
Yeah.
And what does
that.
Beluga do? Beluga looks at me and just goes... With his little, with his eye just going, and sits in the middle of the kitchen.
He's quite passive.
The lack of respect I have. Well, where's your dog instinct when you walk over my bed like that? No, he just looks at me like going,
Mike.
He took
the breed is God's mistake.
I know.
Okay? And when I walked into your kitchen yesterday and saw three times the normal number of pugs.
Of mistakes?
Yeah, I said, this is going horribly wrong. None of them even so much as move their eyes enough to greet me so you can see the white.
Right.
Maybe the eyebrow twitches.
Yeah.
And then Frankie looks at me as if to say, well,
right.
This is my hell.
Well, this is on the heels of Beluga yesterday over the weekend getting
puking
into the caramels that
right.
I put and putting out a pile of puke caramel. Right before our bedroom bathroom door.
That's
which
so
is
bad.
Just like, you know, and you hear this.
Such a waste
well,
of
his
good
THC
caramel.
Tolerance is probably low.
No,
look,
not instant those
caramels.
Oh.
Yeah. The thing is, Mike, is normally. I had never heard noises like that until you got the pug, except in the scene at the cantina.
You're doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, that's very what good. Most dogs sound like.
Sounds
always,
like the cantina
always,
at Mos Eisley, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes.
All those weird
it
creatures
always,
from Star Wars.
It always ends like this. It ends with a little yak at the end, so it's like...
Yeah,
and
sure,
it
right.
just
you
comes
gotta,
out.
Gotta clear the throat.
And then he looks up. You know, I mean, I know they're defenseless, useless
they're
animals, but they all just look up and go... There it is.
I just
clean
them,
it.
How fix it, human.
I just piled them up on in your kitchen because I saw that the other dog was taking Beluga's bed.
Did you
so
stack
I grabbed Beluga, put it on top of the other dog.
Oscar stacks the bugs.
And then I put them all
so
in
nice.
That bed.
Well, you know what that is, Mike? That's Lincoln dogs.
And they just stare at me. Like, I'm like, you all look cozy.
It's all right. Only the whole week. I've only got them for the whole week.
Oh, yeah. You were very excited when Carla told you that yesterday.
By
maybe
the way,
it would help.
I have run into your wife twice after consecutive shows.
Oh, ho, ho. Oh, hey.
Accident? I don't think
Watch
so.
Watch out.
I was downstairs stacking the dogs.
And... Accident? They're both talking about it a lot now.
Yeah.
Which is what
she
makes
told
me
yesterday.
Yeah, you know, that's now that's how, when they, that seems to me
the
to be.
Way to hide it is
that seems
put it out
to
front.
Me. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah you, that's yeah. right. You know, you right. just, it's, you know, well, the stories that match.
I thought it was serendipitous.
You know, knock yourself out.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway.
We'll
whatever,
be right
Mike,
back.
You've got the dogs for a week.
Yes.
Right. I think what you need to do.
Yes.
Dress them.
Yeah.
Take a photo.
Right.
Make it your Christmas card this year. Could you put antlers
that'd
on them?
Cool.
I would, except for Bailey. And I hope Joey's not offended when I say this.
Why
but
would he?
Bailey, because Bailey's like this diseased.
What kind
know,
of disease?
Just tumors and stuff. And
oh,
gross.
You can't tell,
gross.
Though, unless you really look.
You can tell if you watch Bailey go up the stairs.
Oh, okay.
And the rest of the pugs go
worst
upstairs.
Worst porn
and,
ever, by
and,
the way.
And Bailey goes up the stairs like... and it's just annoying.
Could you get a little stair lift for it?
No, Rob, I couldn't get a little stair lift. But thank you.
Then you can ride
done?
It.
Are you done? All right, here we go. Savannah Guthrie. I want to make a few comments. Let me tell you, Ann Curry has got some sort of death grip this week. And now that I'm back to watching the Today Show, I would just like to say, Savannah, way to take that opportunity.
Good.
Way to Wally Pippen,
She's
Savannah.
She's a pro. Yeah.
She has slid in there, and I'm thinking, maybe we're not going to see Ann again.
Oh, wouldn't that be something?
I mean, it would be incredible. She is so great. She does an interview with Martha Stewart's daughter yesterday.
Wasn't that great?
And it was absolutely, you know, you would think pure fluff,
right?
Pure
normally,
crapola.
It would be.
And Savannah Guthrie calls BS on Martha Stewart's daughter in two separate segments, pissing her off.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, fantastic, because Martha Stewart's on the Today Show, and I'm like, this really works for me. I don't necessarily like her little chipmunk face, but I like, as far as her ability
and her
to
oversized
do an interview,
head.
Oh my God, you know, to walk that fine line though between being a tough interviewer and being a bitch, and she masterfully did
it. The magic of both those segments yesterday is that Savannah came out squeaky clean and Martha's daughter looked like a bitch on wheels.
Martha's daughter reminds me of Carrie Fisher, where you're the daughter of the famous person,
right.
And you're just a total bitch, and you've been a bitch
your whole
since
life.
You were 11 years old, and you're able to get away with it, and and who really cares? And then they have this weird dynamic where she's written a book with her radio co-host, and apparently they've become estranged.
They've broken up since the book came out.
And how?
Wow!
I mean, really, with supreme respect to all the women that listen to this show, and there are many of you. You know, how chickish was that segment where they're sitting there? They just won't come out and say what the hell happened.
Right.
And the secondary friend who's not Martha Stewart's daughter says something like, well, sometimes people just drift apart. I'd like to be friends with her, but sometimes it doesn't work out. And meanwhile, you know, Martha Stewart's daughter sitting on the couch just with this bitchly look on her face who doesn't want to explain anything.
That was the moment when Martha's daughter picked up a glass of water and turned it into ice with the power of her touch.
Could they have blacked out in each other's crotches, and then it kind of got awkward?
You know, it looks like there is potential, at least from Martha Stewart's daughter, that maybe she
I saw that.
She enjoys the company of yeast.
So gross.
Yeast is our friend.
It might be. I mean, you don't know. You never can tell. But also with Martha Stewart's daughter, just a lot unspoken because she can get away with it.
Sure.
And a little fluff interview, and suddenly I discover this Savannah Guthrie, who's done the most, in my opinion, probably one of the better hard-hitting interviews where she really wanted to get to the bottom of the story.
Right.
And she's just better. And you realize that Ann Curry, what does Ann Curry give you? Ann Curry gives you self-promotion and total, there's my sad voice. And then gets her cold. And I guess this cold that's knocked her out for 5 days
sounds
in
like
a row.
Bad one.
I heard it was TB.
Maybe it's the bird flu.
The Boyd flu.
What else about Savannah? A better chemistry with Matt. She sat on the couch with him for like maybe ten times?
But don't hate her.
But really, to get the get the ultimate chemistry with Matt, you got to get old Amy Roback.
Yeah.
Well, sure.
Because Matt wants his piece of it.
There's your fire.
Bring back Aaron Burnett. He was good with her.
Well, that, you know, where she went, to what, CNN?
Yeah.
Right after. Right. I love talking Today's Show.
And you know what I love?
I love being able to sleep. It's wonderful.
Burnett and Guthrie, and I like talking to them by their last names.
Yes. Aaron Burnett, who was, I think, phenomenal, just a great journalist.
They do something both that I find very appealing, and you can see it in a promo they run for Burnett.
They expose just a hint of nipple?
No, just more than a hint.
Okay.
Well, no, when they're standing, they stand with their legs crossed.
Oh, really?
And when you see Erin Burnett behind her CNN desk and you see a full shot of her.
What does that look like?
Like this.
Show me. Go out to the room and show me. I want to see what this looks like.
He's looking talented. It's
not going to look so good on me.
Ba-dam, ba-dam, bam-bam.
Standing like that.
Really?
I
do, too.
Why do they do that?
I don't know, but you don't see it on TV, but you see it in the promo.
You know why they do that, Oscar?
Why?
They do that because when they're standing there, they want to convey to the viewers, even if they're standing up, that there is no access to the Wajin.
That's right. It's a secret message that Aaron is sending
subliminal.
To Lou Dobbs.
In no way.
You may not touch there.
The Wajin.
I've never noticed that.
I'm into it. I'm into watching the morning shows. I like that now. I enjoy that, and I like the dynamic. And it makes me realize just how badly they made a mistake when they put Ann Curry, who doesn't know how to do an interview.
You knew deep down, but now it's just being rubbed in your face.
They're sending Ann Curry out to like interview Ahmadinejad and things like
that. I know, just to get her out of the country.
Mr. Secretary, you've just bombed your own people. How does that make you feel? You know, I mean,
meanwhile, there's garbage. Executives at 30 Rock when the interview is over praying for a plane wreck. Mm-hmm. Just that she won't be back.
Well, on the program today, it is roast day. It is officially the roast day, the big day. Rob and I are the only people that have the responsibilities of doing the shtick, and we have to get up there before. For me, I haven't even talked to you guys about this, but this is...
We're not allowed to come?
This is very, very... No, thank God you're coming.
Carrie said that to me before.
Because I really... I really, really have no desire to be there whatsoever.
Let's not go.
No, you got to, though.
You've been dreading this.
There was a great deal of pressure put on me. I am not in the D.C. radio community anymore.
They've kicked me to the curb. You're closer than we'll ever be in this room.
You're still the biggest star on
and
the
you have to stop measuring yourself by that.
Do you understand though that I do, when you're around that and you're in that environment, it's like, hey, how are you? Hey, how are you? Hey, you run that ad agency that didn't advertise when I was on the
Mike,
nice to see you. Hi,
look
how
at
are
it
you?
That way. I just spent about 30 seconds in your attic last week, rummaging, looking for your Christmas.
Jesus, that I have no idea where he's going.
That's the third Christmas time tree. He saw Carla.
Yes. Yeah.
Please. I don't want that rumor going around. Mike's going to kill me.
Of course you don't.
I saw there's framed articles of things that I never knew Mike had done in D.C. and nationally. Uh-huh. And I'm talking about interviews you've done in magazines, newspaper articles,
failed senator
you,
run.
You have had such, and you continue to have such a successful
That's
career.
Next week on the show, I do want to talk about the third party that we have to start.
Okay,
you good.
Continue to have such a successful career in this market nationally. I think that you shouldn't look at it the way you're looking at it as something somewhat of a failure. It's not a failure.
It's
this
ongoing
just,
success.
This Their is a, failure, this is, not yeah, yours.
This is a bump in the road of anybody's career.
I know.
Come on.
I just need more money.
I know you need
money.
Well, that's a different
story. I need more money.
And that's what's going to happen, Mike, at the dais tonight, because I think I'm going to get you half at the door.
Okay, good.
I'm going to grab it and run.
Good. I'm going to I'm gonna burst into tears.
I think you're
going to
be okay.
The way I'm going to wrap it up is I'm going to burst into tears.
It's going to be golden for you. You're the biggest name being roasted.
With that insecurity, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
I really think that I'm going to do. I don't like the word. I don't like getting before you're going to do something and say, I think I'm going to kill.
Right.
I think I'm going to do real well.
Okay.
Good.
Here's the way it works. I don't know how you write for a roast or anything. And Rob and I have written our own stuff.
And I've never roasted anyone before. Now,
a lot of people that do these roasts, like these corporate guys, they go find themselves a funny man.
Oh, right.
And they jot it down. Yeah. Rob and I have written all our own stuff here. And
this is, for me, it was weird. I've never done this. What I've done is I kind of just made a meaner eulogy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of the angle I took.
Oh, God, that's scary.
No, it'll be fine.
That's terrifying.
But it is so cool because it is.
It's a great format to write in.
It's fun.
It really is a great format to write in. So that part of it, I'm fine with. But anyway, it just took, you know, Buzz, I know you shouldn't measure my, I shouldn't measure the, but it just was after the radio thing was done. It was just something.
The timing of it.
My buddy Jay Rosenberg, you know, who has advertised on this show.
Right.
Jay said, listen, do that. You can be a lot of people. It's good for you. Go ahead.
Yeah,
blah,
it is
blah,
good.
Blah. I can't get away from the fact that I think I'm doing, you know, I'm just going into their area and kind of kissing ass where I don't need to kiss ass.
It's for charity.
Don't kiss ass.
Doesn't Oscar, you can relate to this. Yes. Doesn't it fall into that category though? You feel like you're the trained monkey performing for the man one more time.
It's
I
not
feel like
though.
That every day.
But Mike, it's it's not like that because there is no downturn. This is not like doing an auction.
Right.
When
right.
you're out front literally dancing and asking for money.
Right.
Here you show up, people have paid a price to get to be a part of the evening. Mm-hmm. The money goes to a great cause. We do our very,
I hope
very
we have some
best.
Listeners there. I really hope that some of the people.
I think we will.
I mean,
actually.
It's.
I don't know for sure. I mean, I know that.
But I mean,
tickets
I know you had
selling.
Talked about, hey, put it on video. Right. I'm sorry. We're not doing that. Okay. If you wanted to support the MS Society, come to
ticket.
The Rose and get your roast and get a ticket. That's the way.
That's
going to
be
work.
Great tonight.
But the great thing is not only is it, you know, three hunks of people kicking you as hard as we can.
Yes.
You get the last word to come up and kick us back.
That's true.
And
I get to kick everybody back that I want to kick.
And it's really, you're not performing for them.
Right.
We're performing for each other.
This
if they want to watch and enjoy,
right.
that's
exactly.
great. But
He's
this
nailed
is
it.
Not this is
that's
not
where
like doing an auction.
Having an Oscar and a Rob in the room is very, very good for me. Because I don't care. If I hear Rob or literally, I mean this sincerely. If I hear Rob or Oscar laugh.
And I think you might.
Just like I'm going to laugh at you. if I hear either one of you guys laugh, I'm fine. Yes. I don't care if they're crickets. I have no, I don't give a rat's ass if they're great. But it's a roast, and
might
it's
be
tonight.
Some crickets in WTOP land.
And I'll stop, you know, making it all about, we might have to compare notes if you're doing a TOP. Are you doing TOP shtick?
One joke.
Really?
It's a saver, only if it goes really bad.
Really? We'll have to compare that. I'll share my TOP joke
Let
with you.
Let me change it. When it goes really bad.
Okay. I'll share mine because right. I've got a little bit of a, now, does yours involve a CC?
No, mine involves this number.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's right. Fine. I okay. think we're then. I think right. we're covered okay. on that.
Now, I was planning
you gave
on
me eights.
Yes.
Now, don't you, yeah, you see?
Oh, you ruined it for
you've
everybody listening.
You've opened the Tupperware.
Shown his card.
No.
Okay.
I was gonna bring a handheld and record our portions for highlights on the vault tomorrow. Is that okay with you?
We'll see.
How about you ask?
I just think
he's
you
hammered.
Know the thing about it is. I don't know.
Let him record
it. And then we can decide.
And then we can decide.
It could be a fabulous success.
Okay.
You record, we decide.
We'll see what happens. We'll take a break. When we come back, if you want to go to the roast, is it still?
Yes, you can go to our website, click on Mike's Roast, and I believe there are some tickets left.
It's tonight, starts at 6 o'clock at the Pook's Hill Marriott in Bethesda, Maryland. If you're in the D.C. area, you want to go. I don't know if there are tickets available or not. So
there
if,
are a few.
There are a few left?
You have to act now.
That's scary. Anyway, check it out, and you can go and enjoy yourself and have a great evening of fun and whatever.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. When we come back, Oscar has broken up with his elderly friend Donald, and I don't know what the hell's going on with that, but we'll get the details right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Today when we... got things started. In walked a boy who was wearing an article of clothing I had never seen before. I'm talking about Mr. RJ Diaz.
It shocked us all.
And I'm talking about he is wearing a pair of jeans, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
The first time I have ever seen him in denim.
Denim Woo! Pants.
He and looks that, great.
And that is all because of, wait, not, what was he pointing at?
I don't
Carla.
Know.
It was Carla. Carla stuck her head in to see Oscar.
Hi, Carla.
This is getting awkward, fellas. Hi, Carla. I don't like this
Carla.
Territory.
Carla.
I don't like
what you,
this
what
territory
are you doing?
At
She's
all.
Hiding behind the
you
curtain.
You can come in, Carla.
Carla, come on in.
Yeah, please, won't you?
Seduction,
oh,
RJ.
Here we go.
The curtain by oh. behind which?
What a surprise.
What, yeah. What's that? What are you saying? What?
I make sure to get a Subway an hour before Oscar gets there.
You want to keep your energy.
It's funny how you guys bumped into each other like this.
I mean, it's...
look at Roddick loving to deflect
oh,
off himself.
Now, I question, Carla. You said you get there an hour before Oscar does. What time does he start?
No, shit.
There's one at Subway.
She, okay, look,
get
people
the vermin
know.
Out. What? Get the vermin
on Friday,
out. Get the vermin out.
On Friday, I stop by Signs by Tomorrow, and I walk over, and I notice the TMOS sticker on your wife's car, and I said, that's got to be Carla. So I say hello. She's actually
look at Beluga checking out the chocolate.
She's conducting business on her phone, so we say a quick hi. Yeah, nothing special, Mike.
Right.
And then I leave work here. I usually stop by Subway, and I walk in, and I see the TMOS sticker on a white car again. I say, wait. That's got to be Carla. I walk in and we're like, this is weird. And I knew it was going to be weird today because I
you guys
was like,
you're going to make such nice babies.
Should I bring it up or not?
They gorgeous.
Are be really
so,
cute kids.
Tan.
Nice to see you.
And,
appreciate
you know,
that.
Tan skin.
Healthy with the
beautiful
Subway.
Olive skin.
And with
children.
The Subway diet, it's healthy.
They both work out so much, you know? Yeah. I mean, it's going to really it's prevent healthy. Her from having that, you know, one giant, like, doughy freckle for a baby.
Beat it.
You know,
beat it.
A doughy freckle.
Hey. A doughy for a freckle. That'll be my radio name. All right, get out of here, dogs.
They're eating the wires.
No.
Thank you, dogs.
No. For captain.
Dogs are eating the wires.
Carla, would you go get some... Oh, see, now Bailey runs back to it.
Right.
Go.
What?
God, oh, what? Pugs.
That sounded like roast beef.
God,
what?
I hate pugs. Carla, would you be a deer and go get some wood out of the garage?
Nice.
I don't know what she
said.
I think what she usually says to me. Die.
Oh,
anyway,
I've got enough relationship problems. Let me tell you.
Let me get back to Mr. Diaz.
I'm sorry.
Jeans, wait not. 855-934-4486. You want to get yourself in some nice jeans? And RJ went down and bought these mom jeans at
what did you call them, Mike?
Wait a second. Let me
mom
see those.
Nice.
Actually, stand up, RJ. They're very nice.
No, you got to pull up the shirt.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the jeans?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What? Man, is he
skinny? A little high.
They're a little loose already.
But they fit.
Have you thought about maybe getting those fitted?
Come on, Mike.
Not yet.
Jessica Look, no. Simpson's
now,
on the phone. She wants those jeans
What waist size are you now?
42.
So those are beautiful.
Yeah.
Mike, beautiful jeans. 42,
yes.
22s.
42, 22s.
30, Rob.
30.
Where were you jean size before you started weight not?
Waist size. 56.
Really?
Wow, 14 inches.
Do you remember when we went shopping in Florida?
Have you taken 14 inches off your waist?
The pants we bought in Florida were 56s.
That's a yes.
Were they really?
Yes, sir.
Wow, I'm proud of you.
And you know what? We need to say he's only been on Weight Not since what? May?
May 21st.
That's incredible.
That's not that much time, folks.
You're looking trim.
If you want to do it,
31 pounds,
kicking butt right over the
unbelievable results you can believe in. It's weightnot.com, 855-934-4486, 855-WAIT-NOT. Congratulations to RJ. Get involved today. You will be glad you did.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, Mr. Santana.
Yes.
When you came in yesterday, I believe it was, and you mentioned that you had broken up with your buddy Donald, we were all shocked. What the hell happened?
Yeah, I was in a tiff and a huff, if that's possible, at the same time.
I thought he was like an innocent elderly gentleman.
Our May December.
You're talking about Donald or Huff?
Friendship has ended.
Wow.
And I'll tell you, well, this is the thing.
So final.
Donald and I have had really what is a one-way friendship. Yeah. He is a crippled old man, and I do things for him.
Right.
That's really what it is.
You know, I think crippled is overstating it.
Well, yeah, he busted his hip.
It's a very nakedly cruel, politically incorrect term that I think adds a little sizzle to the broadcast.
Yeah, he shattered his hip, and he's on a walker, so he's crippled. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. So,
forgive me.
You're always so insensitive.
I know, right?
I like it when Rob gets sensitive. It's kind of cute.
So, what?
He's old.
What?
And he's been abandoned by his Mexican. He doesn't know what to do,
right? Jeez, what are you?
Wow.
Your great uncle? I didn't know that. Jesus.
Rob, why so sensitive about the term with Donald crippled?
I just think he was overstating it in the story. Yeah. He still can get around his apartment, right?
Yeah, he's a prisoner in his own apartment.
Okay.
That's crippled.
Is he going to get better?
I hope so. Who cares?
Do you?
Now, when you say one way, before you go any further,
yes.
I got to pick a little bone with you on that
really?
One. Not really, because he's giving you a tremendous amount of material.
Yeah.
Donald has given you, you've let everybody know.
But
and
it could be it could be Donald or like my new Asian neighbor that's moving in. Oh. One of those things will happen.
Yeah,
you know?
You know what? Donald also has folded your laundry.
Okay, but you know what? It was great until he got hurt.
Yeah.
And now it's one way.
Now it's time to kick him to the curb.
When someone is crippled, everyone is affected.
That's right. That's when you have to dump them.
So Donald, basically, for the past 2 months, I've done his laundry. Uh-huh. I've gotten his mail. I've sent his mail. I've gotten his prescriptions.
Right.
I've gone to...
You've been amazing.
Poisoned his breakfast.
I paid for some of his prescriptions because he doesn't write the checks the right way.
Right.
You've done laundry with his like poopy underwear.
Yeah, I have adopted him. I've done nothing and I want nothing in return. But you know what?
What?
I just want a little civility. That's all I want.
Really?
So Donald, as of late, has been walking in my door without knocking.
Let me stop you right there.
We've heard of this.
Because this is the first time I've heard that word, civility. And when I think of civility, I think of somebody who, not necessarily doing things like maybe he walks in at the wrong time or he's innocently making these, somebody who's just being rude and kind of caustic and nasty. Has that ever existed in this world?
Yes.
Okay, well, keep going.
Wow.
Yeah. Enlighten me, please.
So he walks in my door. I snap at him. I'm saying, you have to knock because that's something that's, you know, there are appropriate. Yeah.
Why don't you lock?
Well, when I come home, I come home and I hang out and I should lock, but it's only Donald.
You're in the city.
And usually, there's no one else that lives in my building except for the chick upstairs.
Are you worried about the Boston Strangler there, Burbank?
Exactly. And she knocks.
There you go. You're worried that Jack Cassidy might come in?
And
he will.
With his ventriloquism dummy?
Hello there. Oscar Santana. I notice you are just getting out of the shower.
See?
I happen to have a fireplace poker in my hand and you're about to meet your maker, Jack Cassidy.
When Donald comes to the door, I usually hear him.
Right.
Because the walker is dragging along. Uh-huh. It's the sound of being crippled.
The hardwood floors. Oh,
that's so sad to hear all this.
So he comes.
He's very brave.
Right? He's been walking in at inappropriate times, and I've asked him. Said, "Look, you gotta knock that off."
Has he ever caught you?
Well, if you must know,
in flagrante.
At certain times, it's just been kind of inappropriate. My shirt is off every time he catches me. Yeah.
Maybe that's why he comes over.
But no, regardless.
Play the odds with that.
I get home. I don't lock my door at times because I feel like I'm going
to.
I just get back from the gym. I'm really sweaty.
I'm really
all over
sweaty.
The floor.
Let me oil up and disrobe.
Right,
I hope Donald doesn't come
Let him
come
tell
over.
His story, Rob.
So,
come on.
On Saturday, I had the 2-day hangover starting. And Donald loves to come and knock on my door. And I answer because I think something's wrong at all times. Mm-hmm. But I'm on the phone with my mother. And I say, Donald, I give him the one finger. I was like, I'll be done in a second. But Donald continues talking while I'm on the phone. I said, Donald, I'm on the phone with my mother. Can you give me 5 minutes? I'll come and see you in a second. So I kind of snapped at him, but it's just getting, it's just beginning, yeah. It's been escalating.
Does he, when you snap at him, is there any acknowledgement of the fact that you've snapped at him that he gets upset?
No, he kind of glares at me and then goes, back in his apartment.
So he's clueless.
Yes.
Okay. Well, the first thing, you need to get tennis balls on his walker so it doesn't make that sound. So,
I really cared.
He'll probably slip. So I sit there and I say, okay, I go back to Donald. I said, Donald, what's going on? He goes, Oscar, it's been 2 weeks. Can you think you could do my laundry? And I said, of course. So he stacks his laundry in a basket. All and right. I said, Donald, I'm going home tomorrow to my parents. I'm going to do it at my parents', but I'm not going to be back till Monday night because I'm going to the dentist on Monday morning. So, and that's near my parents' house. And I said, so know this, 48 hours, you won't get it back this evening, because he likes to call around 6, 7, 8, check, where's my laundry, right?
Yeah. Wow. Oh, see, okay. Yeah. You know what? All right. Get it.
And so, I used to think that this was kind of BS. Not that you weren't helping him, but you had so many stories that I thought maybe some were exaggerated. But I remember in Iowa, while we were on the RV going there, you had 5 or 6 different phone calls just going to Iowa with Donald.
Because Donald's calling me.
Wow.
Yes.
So he's become dependent.
And I thought it was odd that he brought Donald's laundry with him to Iowa.
Yeah.
Now remember, Donald, this is going to be 180 hours.
On Sunday night, when I'm doing his laundry and I'm at my parents' house, I get a call. I don't answer. It's a voicemail.
All right.
And I listen to the voicemail and it says missed call from Donald. Uh-huh. And Donald is basically scathing. He's basically yelling at me. Because he doesn't have his laundry.
He's taking a tone with you?
He's got a tone saying that we can't be friends anymore, that it's not appropriate.
Give me more detail. Give me more of the quote.
He said, Oscar, this is Don Brown. Craig gave his last name. No one's going to find him. He's not going anywhere anyways.
Well, Brown's very uncommon.
So I just want to let you know I'm really upset at you that I don't think we can be friends anymore. I'll give you my key. You give me your key. I'll give you my key, and that'll be it. And I hope you did my laundry. I'm still waiting for it. And I'm like, whoa, bro.
So do you know why he's gotten upset?
No. So I pick up the phone and I call him back. I said, Donald, look, I don't know what's going on here. Maybe you're upset. Is there anything I can help you with? Like, what's going on? Like, trying to be nice.
Right.
Right.
And he goes, Oscar, I'm really upset at you. And I said, okay. And I thought he'd listen to the podcast or something, because clearly I'd be upset at me too.
Yeah.
But he hadn't. And he said, well, you've upset me twice this week, and I don't know if we can be friends anymore. I don't want to be friends with you.
Wow.
And I'm like, upset you twice? When did I upset you? He goes, well, one time you walked in the kitchen when I called you, and you said, why do you cook so much? That's none of your business. And I said, whoa. I said, Donald, I asked you why you cook so much, because it looked like you were sweating in the kitchen, and you shouldn't be cooking. I was concerned for you. Uh-huh. And he goes, well, you shouldn't be asking me why I cook so much. And I was like, well, I'm sorry, I'll never ask again. What's the other reason? Well, I called for help twice last night, and you didn't come help me. And I said, Donald, I took 3 Unisoms, and if you don't know what that is, that's to go to sleep or die. And
either one.
I slept with earbuds on because I just needed to go to sleep. I didn't want to hear anything. He goes, well, regardless, I don't think I can count on you anymore. Where's my laundry? And I was like,
oh, F you.
I was like, Donald, it's 10:30 at night. You should be sleeping, and you shouldn't be calling me demanding things. I was like, I'm finishing your laundry right now, if you must know. And I told you on Saturday.
He might have. You know what he might have?
Yeah, I was thinking
he might have a little dementia.
Yeah.
That's a shame. Yeah.
Well, whatever. Because homie don't play that.
But Oscar, you're not under any obligation to this gentleman.
I know.
It's unfortunate, but when you get to the point when older people start doing that, he's been a pretty sweet kind of guy up until this point,
I mean, yeah, he has.
Or
been.
Has he had other moments like that where he gets a little testy?
Well, this is the thing. He gets testy.
I know
about,
you get testy.
He gets testy about everybody else.
Well, you see, it happens. It's really common with older people.
No.
We saw it on the trip, Buzz. I'm sorry.
Did you say F you?
But look, he's come around.
I said that's fine.
He's come around. I think that tomorrow.
Good strategy, Buzz. Yeah. Good strategy.
I'm just going to lay down. That's over here.
That's a good strategy. Yeah, Buzz, that's a very good strategy.
Yeah. But then look how great it's been lately. I think it's just a rough patch with you and Donald.
So
and I think it's unfair to both of you to end it.
I said, Donald, so what are you saying? He said, well, tomorrow when you get home, you give me your key for my place, I'll give you my key to my place, and we'll end it all. That's fine.
And does I he said, mean kill
now,
himself?
Now, during all this, is there? Are you getting a little snarky
no,
with
I'm
him at
not.
All?
I'm actually laughing underneath my breath because this is hilarious.
Okay.
This is like, this reminds me of like just ill-fated relationships I've had in the past.
At what point did you break his phone and computer?
Yeah. No. Oscar, you give me my key and I'm going to destroy your sunglasses.
I was laughing. I said, Donald, I will drop your laundry off tomorrow and we will talk about it. And he said, he goes, all right, but I don't have to talk about anything. You just drop it outside my door. And I was like, all right.
So, wow. So he's really getting a two. Do you think, do you get that when I hear this, that he's talking to you like this, do you sense maybe any outside influence that he talked to somebody maybe? Or
I think there's a couple of things at play here. I think that he's lonely.
Right.
And he knows he's leaving in November. So maybe he's trying to like do the pre-breakup breakup.
Right.
Well, I mean, that's
he's really old enough. Yes. Just so we know, he's leaving.
He's leaving to an old folks
home. To a home. Right. Yes. Okay.
And,
to a crippled home.
Thank you, Mark.
That's terrible.
Where all the furniture is broken, as well as the spirits.
The crippled inn. So
the bad news is I'm taking his old apartment.
or hi, Oscar. Where's my laundry?
Buzz Burbank, ladies and gentlemen.
Very good. Or B, he is having some sort of dementia, which I am going to try to figure out tonight.
That's interesting. What an interesting dynamic.
Yeah, because I'm going to try and figure it out tonight because I'm going to go in there with not guns a-blazing.
Yeah, of course.
But
hugs
a-blazing.
Right.
Good.
Yeah. But it's so, you've been great. It's so irritating. It's so irritating. And I say this with experience. When someone who is elderly cops that kind of too, because you're like, you know, you're bending over backwards to help them out, and it's tough not to do that, but you have to do that.
You know,
that's the right thing.
And you know, Oscar, you've only got him for a month, month and a half tops more.
God willing.
Well, no, I mean,
not even probably.
God.
My recommendation is for your own sanity.
Yes. What would you do when you got pissed off at Big Daddy?
I'd walk away. That's one of my main regrets from
my greatest regrets in life. And I mean, I don't yell or anything. When I even get slightly
hold it. Did you
no,
just
no,
say
I don't
you
even
don't yell?
I'm talking about
speaking
with my mother.
Dementia.
With my dear.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about my sainted mother, a-hole.
Oh.
When I'm talking to my mom, who is now 91 years old, and really, when I share bad news with her, I feel this overwhelming weight of guilt because, you know, there's a part of me that says they've lived their life. They don't need any more crap.
You don't
I agree.
Lay it on them, yeah.
They don't. You don't lay anything more on them.
This is what I've been saying.
However, there is going to be anything you do and say that can't be taken back or undone.
Yeah, I'm not going to be a dick.
But no, also, and I don't expect you to be a dick. But what I'm telling you is
this: but
at
the same time, you're not obligated.
He isn't obligated, but I'm going to tell you, he's a sensitive guy. He's a good guy. Oscar. You need to swallow it.
He's not that good a guy.
He's pretty good. Right. I mean, he's top three in this room.
Right.
You need to. you need to swallow it, and for another month, stick it out. Help him out.
Yeah.
You really do.
Yeah, oh, no,
it's
going
to mean
the world
to him.
You know how many people right now, the Facebook legions out there, that are going wanting to know who your top three?
Which
are.
Three?
Yeah.
But you know, save it because I'm going to get a lot from you later, so I don't need any more.
Oh no! But again, hugs a-blazing today.
Three people are tied at number two. By
do you think he'll? So has he ever had an episode? And there's the word for it. Has he ever had an episode like this where he's been
always mad at everyone else except for me. He is mad at his sister.
I know
he's mad at his nephew
because you went away to your mom's house for 2 days.
You abandoned him.
You weren't there like the other people that aren't there. You became someone he could be mad at.
Oh.
But when you're there with him, when you're next door, when you're away,
would it be?
He's not going to be mad at you because you are.
I think it would be legitimate, Oscar? In a gentle way, for you to maybe, if he doesn't have the dementia, to maybe just have a very heartfelt conversation about how what you've done for him and how much, and really how he appreciates. But it sounds to me like maybe he's gotten that kind of conversation before.
Yeah.
But he's also you say basically abandoned by his own family.
Yeah, he's got nothing. I mean, he really just has me and the chick upstairs. That's it.
The chick upstairs?
Yeah.
Is she hot?
She's very pretty. She's got a boyfriend who's a lobbyist on K Street. Oh. He's very well.
Well, that's the problem. Well, the lobbyist endowed, should be on Capitol
well
Hill.
Hung. give us an update tomorrow. Let us know what happened.
I will. I'm wow, again tonight. I'll be hammered after. After the roast. So
you
maybe
you and me both. We'll hope see what Carl happens. Is planning on doing her designated drive.
Can I mention something just real quick?
Yes, go right ahead.
There's a great listener of this show. His name is OB. And he has been out to a multiple yes. our events. He came out to the Golf Classic. He's just has been so wonderful with us, and he's been helping his mom out for I think 2 or 3 years now. She's been suffering from cancer, and she just passed last night, unfortunately. But I got word, and I just want to say that our prayers and our thoughts are with him and his family. He's such a nice guy. He always writes such great things about what we do here that's the least we could do. So cool. Our
Obi, if you're listening right now, I will say what I say to everybody in similar circumstances. It will never be the same. You probably already know that. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. But, and this is true, and I know this from experience, it will get better with time.
It does.
It does, and that is a truism also. Yes. So our prayers are with you, Obi. Hang in there. And I wish I'd had a chance to meet your mom. We'll take a break, and we will come back with the Audio Vault and Mr. Rob Spiewak right after this. Hi, everybody. Mike O'Mara here. Bob's Audio Vault is brought to you by Adam and Eve.
Find your
oh, yeah. Yes, sir, baby. I mean it.
Find your
for a limited time. Get 50% off just about anything from toys to videos.
Wait a minute, who are you?
Jack Cassidy. In fact, order one item at 50% off and get 3 adult DVDs plus free shipping or shiping on the entire order.
They have videos of that.
Use the code TMOS on checkout to get this special offer. That's right. Go to Adam and Eve, use TMOS, get all the dirty things you want. You
I might do that after. Birdies. I'll do that after the roast.
Enter TMOS as the offer code at adamandeve.com or go through the ad link on our website. And we thank you in advance. Let us open up the
Please.
Audio vault
open
for today.
The thing.
This is Tuesday, October 25, 2011.
Know how you love them, Mike, but this is a music list I couldn't pass up.
Okay.
Rolling Stone picks the worst songs of the 70s. And there are so many bad ones. And I think you're going to agree.
Many more worse songs in the 80s, though.
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah.
But the 70s has a certain drippiness to it.
Oh,
a saccharine sweetness.
Pussification.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes, absolutely.
Now, starting at number 10, I'll just play you the top five. I'll give you the 10, though. At number 10, Loving You, Minnie Riperton. Great high note.
Could be my number one from
really?
The 70s.
Really?
Boy, I wish you had it.
I do.
Because just as an example,
this to me
is one of the worst pieces of music I've ever heard in my life. Oh, my God.
This is
what do you mean, apparently?
No, well, Rolling Stone readers agree with you.
Oh,
they voted
God.
On this.
It's
yeah.
just that note. Oh, God. Have you ever heard it, Oscar?
No.
Okay,
yeah,
tell me if you...
I've probably heard it, and I don't...
It is so, so nasty.
You know it from Wayne Newton sings it in Vegas Vacation.
Oh, God, it's so horrible.
One moment, please. Get all right. There. Got a couple records.
Loving You is easy because it's beautiful.
So.
Did you just bust ass?
No, I'm just waiting
The way you were waving your glasses.
Yeah, I thought just waiting for the music.
Thought maybe. We'll be right with it. We'll edit a lot of this out.
Fix this in post-production. If you only have your top five, that's okay. We can accept that. I don't want to stop the whole friggin' show.
Too late.
I got it.
All right, here we go. This is Minnie Riperton. Ladies and gentlemen, song called Loving You on WDRC Hartford, where your friends are.
Is it your favorite top 40 record that has birds in it?
Good afternoon. And what it just to me was just really gross intercourse. That's what the song reminded me of.
Oh, very harsh.
Sloppy?
Yeah, it's just because it's just like, ew. Yeah. That sound that she makes, gross.
Oh, I know the song.
Yeah.
We have to play it all the way till the note.
Yeah.
Well, while we have it in the background, Mike, at number 9...
Wait. I want to do something.
Okay.
Since we took this much time getting to it, I want to... Hold on just a second. Did she do it here?
No, I think it's another verse.
There might be.
Could be a while.
This would be a good theme for Oscar and Donald.
Yeah.
Donald.
I think it's after the La-Las, isn't it?
Yeah.
I hope so. It even disappoints on that level. Here we go.
There we go.
Minnie.
There it is.
Thank you.
Minnie ripped one.
At number 9, Feelings, Morris Albert.
Yeah.
Lousy.
Right.
Number 8, Billy, Don't Be a Hero, Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods.
I thought that was a good song.
I hate Feelings.
Number 7, the very treacly Seasons in the Sun, Terry Jacks.
We had joy, we had fun, we had Seasons in the Sun.
Hate it.
At number 5, Escape. The Pina Colada song.
Oh, come on.
You know what? That has a clever twist ending. I like
it
that
does.
Song.
It does. I like the Pina Colada song.
With that song.
At number 5, Mike. Any world, any twirl. Captain and Tennille.
Muskrat Love, everybody. Yes. I know all these
songs.
You probably played this.
Song about humping rodents.
I played this. Floating like the hell above. Looks like Muskrat Love. All right. Thank you very much.
So gross.
People actually
at
bought
number
that.
4, Mike. I think you'll like this one. And you,
Debbie Boone, You Light Up My Life.
I believe an Academy Award winning song.
Mm-hmm.
And I say yuck.
Well, it
with
was
a hand gesture.
It was just the whole Boone thing.
Yeah. Boone.
The whole Boone.
Do you hate Boone?
Debbie's Boone.
Hey, nice Boone. And don't forget Pat's Boone. And number 3, one that I've heard you sing before.
I hate this. Paul Anka, You're Having My Baby. Don and I did a parody song in the 1980s.
I want you to know that your first reaction to hearing this was a glimmer of a smile.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's comedy.
It's gross.
Another,
they're all about, like, bodily
fluids. Yes. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, that continues with number 2, Mike, which was written by DC natives.
Well, this to me is a great song.
I like this song.
I think this is one of the best songs about sex in the world. Starland Vocal Band, local band here in the Chesapeake Bay area, and Afternoon Delight. Afternoon Delight.
Became part of the lexicon.
And Mike, as the numbers get smaller, the hits get bigger. At number 1, I don't think anyone's going to argue this, and sadly, you know, I got a lot of records. This was the first 45 that I ever purchased.
Wow.
And I am ashamed to admit it. Look at me. I'm the disco
nerd. Yeah, I should have had my agent, Mr. Jim Robinson.
You should be ashamed.
And his other big client.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. Rigdon is his client. Rick D's Disco Duck. Jesus Christ.
What happened to Rick D's?
I'm sorry, that deserves this.
Oh, you can blow it up, please?
Tell you
and Mike, the Orioles, thank you.
Can we just come in the morning and just turn all the volume levels up?
Did I tell you that
level?
I friend requested Rick D's?
Did you really?
How'd that go?
Oh, he's the total douchebag of douchebags.
Oh, how was he a douchebag?
It's actually semi-brilliant, but it's total Rick D's move.
Yes.
He has an automatic response that says, "Hi, thank you for friend requesting me." That just shoots right back to you.
Yep.
It says, "Look, I've got too many friends," something along those lines. So if you go to my fan page and like that, I would appreciate it.
Hey, I want to tell you something.
It's automated.
And guess what? You
How
know
you
what?
Get that?
I wish that I could say that I'm not having experience with it, but I got the same thing from Scott Shannon.
Did you really?
Yeah. Hi, I have got a lot of friend requests, but there is no limit to be a fan of Scott Shannon.
I think it sucks when you automate it.
No, I don't like it.
Well, no, it's impersonal.
It is. It's totally.
I'd rather get nothing back and no acceptance than that.
Like you do when you go to me.
Yeah. That's right.
Copy and paste is so much more effective.
If you want nothing, go to Mike.
Thank you.
So James Baker, who was in the George Herbert Walker Bush administration, being interviewed, and he was asked about who were the thoughts, who would make a good vice president against George Herbert Walker Bush when he ran in 88. Who was he trying to make his running mate? Mm-hmm. And one name came up that had never been revealed before.
Wait,
and I found
you're confusing me just a little
Please clarify.
So, okay. Yeah, what do you mean, what?
When they were trying to figure out who would be a good running mate for George Herbert Walker Bush, who would be vice president under the
Bush
first
number one.
Right. Uh-huh. And Baker was talking and revealed a name that was under consideration that no one had heard before.
So the real candidates were Dole, Quayle, Simpson, Kemp. Is there anyone else that you remember as being an important candidate?
Kemp. You don't have Clint Eastwood on there. Make my day.
Was Laxalt somebody that was
thrown? Did you know that Clint Eastwood's name was thrown out at one point?
No, I didn't. Now that's what I call making
way behind. When we were way behind. Honest engine.
Honest engine.
Honest engine.
It was suggested and not an altogether unserious
Well, he was a mayor of
Carmel.
Was he a mayor then?
Carmel
then?
James Baker.
But I love Eastwood. And I love the fact they almost give him a pass to go buy it, and he says, Honest Engine. James Baker might have a touch of Donald.
How are you?
Hey, you know what's coming up, Mike?
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
It's almost time, kids.
Happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy Halloween.
Silver Shamrock. Or is it Super Shamrock?
It's Silver Shamrock.
Silver Shamrock.
Get ready for the horrorthon, Mike.
That's when all the bugs come out of the Halloween mess.
The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV.
Now I'll be the killer monkey that has the symbols. Get ready for this. I'm looking right at the camera right now. Is that the right camera, RJ? This one, here we go.
It's almost time.
This still freaks me out to this day.
Rightly so.
You streamers, thank you.
Now, do you know about the new movement to do away with Halloween and what they're going to replace it with?
Oh, God, no. What is it?
And I love the name of it just because the way it sounds. They want to replace Halloween with Jesus-ween.
Oh, you're kidding.
That sounds naughty.
I'll explain it to you later, Mark.
This year, a Christian group is encouraging many Christians to give out Bibles and Christian gifts in a friendly way. Their spokesperson said they would love to see Jesus-ween in various cities and towns. They would like you to talk to your pastors and friends about Jesus-ween October 31st gift-giving festival.
Jesus-ween!
Well, then I guess then we can, December 24th, I'll celebrate Satan's Eve.
No. Oh, and I'm glad you brought up Christmas.
Just
Mark.
Quickly, do you know what my former friend Donald used to call Halloween?
What?
Beggar's Night.
Beggar's Night?
Yes.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, he used to...
Well, it's Devil's Night in Detroit, right?
That's the night before Halloween.
Oh, really? Devil's Night.
He said,
the
he said, Oscar? Because he saw me walking out with my Halloween costume. Uh-huh. And he said, Oscar, you going on Beggar's Night? And I'm like, excuse me? And he said...
Are you sure he said that?
Yeah, I mean, that's what he said, Beggar's Night. Yeah. It is.
Old Washington, sometimes you got to worry about what he said.
Is that what it is?
You going to Beggar's Night?
I mean, it could be racist. I don't know. Good.
Now, you brought up Christmas. This would have kept for a few days, but guess who's dropped his new Christmas album? Oh. I know you're a big fan still. Justin Bieber. You're not on the Bieber train anymore?
The room went so quiet.
All right, just play it.
All right,
the guy's had so much success.
He's such a brat.
He is.
You know, he's such a precocious little brat.
That's him with Usher.
I'm in.
Of course it is.
Oscar's very excited.
You're loving it?
Oh, I love Usher.
Black.
Oh, it's going to be this and Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey, to me, the only thing she really has contributed, in my humble opinion, is her Christmas music.
I love that.
I love her.
Really good.
Her version of O Holy Night, to me, is the definitive
But you know,
version.
That has more to do with Mottola than her, I think.
You think Tommy Mottola.
That's when he was really banging her hard and really putting a lot of effort into her records. Haven't seen that
All
in
right,
fantasy.
We got to wrap it up.
Okay, let's wrap it up then with this. I send this out to a listener who was kind enough to send me a video of his child. It's not the kind of baby laugh we normally play, but I love it because this is literally this child's first laugh.
Ah.
And they caught it on video. Rob Snow White. I think it is Snow White, not Snow Height. I think it's Snow White. And this is baby Snow White's first laugh.
Wow.
So thank you for sending this along. There, you can see this.
Seven kids, all dwarves.
Yes. You can see this. Yes, but such a clean house.
Right.
You can see it on our YouTube page. This is a beautiful child, and this is the child's first laugh.
Is that funny?
Love it. And you know what? The child is 14.
That's sweet.
That is wonderful.
Yeah, that is your audio vault, Mike.
Thank you very much. We will take a break and come back with Buzz Burbank and the news right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. You know what was weird about that last segment?
What?
At the end of Rob's audio vault, normally it's kind of a kicker, and it's like it was cute.
Right.
But nobody in this room were all dudes. We really didn't know what to do with
That's
it.
That's right, yeah.
It's cute.
It was just cute.
Cute kid.
It was
Let's
cute.
Not kill it.
What's that?
He said he was 14. That
was,
I didn't get that.
14 months.
No, I was joking that the child was 14.
See, it still didn't work.
I don't know.
Let's get Buzz in here without further ado, ladies and gentlemen.
We're going to need a shovel.
The man, the legend.
Please.
Mr. Buzz Burbank. Boy, when you overanalyze it.
Jesus. Don't worry, Mike. Christ. I saved some of that good material for the roast tonight.
Thank you. I'm looking
I'd like to close
to
the roast with a tape of a child.
That would be funny.
Explain it, you drain it.
Play that baby. Looking over the same. And then just stand up at the dais going, huh?
No. What I would do, Mike,
am I right?
Is I would hit play and walk away.
You're on your own.
All right. Take it away, Buzz.
The news brought to you today by iConfidential.com. With $1 million coverage and the same security your bank has, iConfidential's the safe way to organize, access, and share your documents, pictures, and music anywhere. Use the code TMOS to get the first month
Beluga?
Free.
Sorry,
you cannot allergies. Store that up
I'm
there.
Sorry, allergies.
I'd hate to have 40 gig of that.
It's just $7.95 a month. And yeah, that's how much organized storage you can have.
Wow. I think I'm going to start pursuing that addiction to like Zicam. I want to go for that.
Oh, you inhalers know, are a slippery slope.
I
Mike.
Know, but I'm tired of this. Thank you.
I'm going to go see my out-of-towner ENT tomorrow. I'll ask him what he recommends for you.
ENT is ear, nose, and throat doctor.
That's right. It also stands for pay as you exit.
When you say out-of-towner, what do you mean?
He's not from around here.
Really? And is that a big deal? Like when you say out-of-town, it's not like you're going to Maryland or anything.
No. He's a Gupta, right?
No, he's a Gupta, yeah.
That's what he means Gupta. When he says from out of town.
But what's great is he's a specialist.
He's
that you
outstanding.
Were... Really?
And also, he's overcorrected the fact that he has no accent.
Uh-huh.
So when you go in, I say, hey, doctor, whatever his name is, he goes, hello, my friend. I understand you're having a sore throat, my friend.
Well, good luck with that.
Let's have a look with the scope, my friend.
Now you can have all your important files available on demand with iConfidential. iConfidential.com. Please click their ad on our website. The White House says there's no substitute for action by Congress, but it says President Obama is going to get more hands-on with the economy by issuing more executive orders. While the president can only propose a jobs program, there are smaller things he can do within the confines of existing laws and programs. This week, he ordered the government to take steps to refinance homeowners. This affects you, Mike. This is about you. I thought about you when I heard this.
Yeah, but is it anything that's actually going to be able to be passed into law?
Yeah, I think so. Unfortunately, you're one of the few people who will benefit from the program, according to critics. But I think you qualify for all of these things. It's refinancing for homeowners who have been paying their bank mortgages on time. And the idea here is to give you new financing so you'll no longer be underwater, so that your home will be worth what the loan is.
And by the way, they're all saying underwater now. I thought the phrase was upside down.
Upside down.
Is it the same thing?
Same thing, yeah.
That doesn't work. Hold on.
I'm trying to find the underwater sound effect.
Hold on. There's a good one here.
I've got audio of a baby crying.
Hold on.
That's when your mortgage is bigger than...
I have audio of a man breaking an old man's heart.
You can get this is selling the house.
I have audio of a Bolivian killing a man.
This might be the one. No, that's not it either. Damn it. God damn it. I got it.
How long have I had
there?
There
we go. Yeah.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes, Mike.
Am I underwater?
It sounds like you are, but I think you're about to be rescued.
Did you pay the mortgage on time?
I want this money.
Oh, then you're screwed.
That's the truth.
Did you hear about Donald?
Yes. I'm sorry to hear about that.
That's sad.
That's a real shame.
Is it getting deeper?
Yeah, I'm really.
Wow, you're getting deeper.
I can't breathe.
He's drowning.
I can't breathe.
I want there's a correction to the program tonight in the Pooks Hill Marriott. Mike O'Mara will not be roasted tonight because he's dead.
I'm dead. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Many people rejoice to hear that Florida would start drug testing welfare applicants, but a federal judge has now blocked the plan. One applicant took the state to court over the plan, arguing that it amounted to a search without suspicion, which would be unconstitutional. The judge agrees, saying it's unlikely this law can survive a legal challenge. Now, since the law was implemented, 21,000 people have applied for assistance, and only 32 of them tested positive for drugs. The judge says she's troubled that the positive test results become part of a person's permanent record, all because they ask for help. The penalties have gotten tougher for the evil pranksters who shine laser pointers into the eyes of airplane pilots.
Mark.
But the number of incidents has actually gone up since the law was toughened. So far this year, more than 2,700 cases of this, nearly as many as in all of last year.
Scary.
At least one three-year sentence has been handed down so far, and the fines can can go up to $11,000. Still, it's happening more, not less.
I'd like to be that guy that gets the 3 years. Yeah. You know, just sitting there on his deck having a Budweiser and playing with his laser
pointer.
What
are you in for, buddy?
And he goes to jail.
I wonder how he ranks on the jail echelon.
Yeah. I'd just cover up that butt.
Bitch,
You know what they're pointing at.
Computer hackers don't have the best of reputations, but they may have found one way to win our hearts and minds by calling out pedophiles. The hacker group known as Anonymous has just posted a list of more than 1,500 people who've used a child porn website.
Good.
The hackers have also shut down a web hosting service that was home to more than 36 kiddie porn sites, including one called Lolita City.
Let me ask this question about kiddie porn to the porn surfer in the room that knows. I'll ask you, Oscar.
Where this is going.
I'm not really trying to set you up because this is very sensitive. But like, if you're on a website, one of the things I really don't like, even on a regular porn site, if you go to a regular porn site and it's teen this, because I'm the father of younger younger kids, and I don't dig that, and I don't need teen.
As long as it says eight, I'm okay.
I know it's a real like kid. For a lot, but don't you to get to the real nasty kiddie stuff? Don't you have to put an effort
forward? Hand to God, I have never for all the porn I've ever watched, and it's a ton.
I've never stumbled upon it.
I have never ever stumbled. Now I've stumbled upon a scene that clearly they're trying to make the girl look younger.
Right. Yeah. Well, it would seem to me that if you were like surfing, you were just looking for your run of the mill
I wouldn't know, but I think you really have to effing search.
I would hope so, because I would hate to think that somebody that was out there surfing a regular website would get steered.
Mike,
into that.
I have never in my life seen kiddie porn by just going to my mainstream porn.
You got to look for it. So
you got to be a real perv.
These creeps that do this deserve what's
And while we're talking
that's
porn,
the point I was trying to
I'd
make.
Like to register a formal complaint. I don't like that like a day and a half after I'm surfing any porn or any adult content, I start closing windows and there's a window underneath everything else that says, there are women who want to meet you in Leesburg.
Oh, yeah. I get that all the time.
But then there's like the fake webcam that makes it look like that for 2 days a woman's been waiting for me to talk to her. Either this is fake or B, I'm really sorry because I now have no intention to speak
to you. You know, I hate when you see something on your Facebook page when you get your new Mac computer that says Minja Minga.
Nicki Minaj.
When you say whatever her name is and click on her new sex tape and then you get directed towards a survey.
That's not fair.
And then you send it to all your friends and you've known as Johnny Pervolino.
The question is, did you fill out that survey?
No. Wasn't that stupid?
You have in the past.
I wasn't I have in the past. Hold on.
Wait. Mike would have filled out the survey if it said, see Nicki Minaj naked and lower your mortgage rate.
I was telling Ronick.
You're on to something.
Rob.
I've seen it happen.
Rob identified it. That was, why did it just do that?
Oh, dear.
Okay. Hey, the thing that I was at, Rob's right, incidentally, anything like lower my mortgage, I definitely have like clicked on it.
Oh, yeah.
And hold on. I got to put in my password here.
Oh, Mike is on his new laptop.
Apple.
Okay.
Apple.
The thing I wanted to share is I was reading this email to Ronick today.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And the email is like the latest like scam one. And it's just
is it a good one?
It's so not obvious. It's not particularly funny.
I love a scam.
It's just so typical. Uh-huh. And it's so typical of what I get. And what maybe in the past I may have pursued like a moron.
Is it an electronic? Is it a real email or is it a Facebook message?
This is called from the claimant file division. This is an email I got.
Right.
Unclaimed money found on October 25th. And then you go in there and go, attention, local resident. We are pleased to inform you that our funds matching department. Oh, yeah, that's the big funds matching department they have up on the hill.
Oh, yeah, it's right near receiving.
It has identified you to be a potential candidate to receive, in the big letters, that's where in giant letters, to receive unclaimed funding.
Right.
Yay!
This is not a permanent status, and if this notice goes unresolved, our funds matching department will have no choice at all. To reevaluate your status. And there it is. And then it says begin claim process with a flashing green light. Now, even me, as dumb as I am about the internet, you know, see you later.
Is it signed Timmy Obibine? No.
Oscar's referring to the fact that a lot of these scams originate in the country of Nigeria.
That's he was kidding, of course. It's really signed Mark Riddell.
Anyway, that's good stuff.
That's a low blow.
That's very cruel.
So
isn't it?
40 websites have been shut down, 1,500 pervs have been exposed, and the hackers are now inviting the FBI and Interpol to go after the folks who've been exposed here. A Connecticut lawmaker wants to make Halloween a permanent Saturday fixture. Tim Larson wants to make Halloween fall on the last Saturday of October every year.
Are you guys with that?
This year falls on a Monday. This year falls on a Monday.
It's ridiculous.
Larson says moving it to Saturdays would make the day more family friendly and be better for the economy.
I think it leaves Sunday open for Jesus.
You think that's got any potential?
I think the vast majority of the country's in favor.
And I
of that.
Think you need to do it. It needs to be like a Thanksgiving thing because I think sometimes communities say, "Well, we're going to let them trick or treat on Friday."
They do it anyway.
Yeah, they got to do it. Make it official.
I'll bet you crime goes up.
If they do it on a weekend,
because everybody's going to get real wasted, and then there's going to be a lot of havoc.
Happens anyway.
Yeah.
You know what, Mark, you're fun.
Wow. Why did you turn into Buzz Burbank? Jeez.
Well, what the hell's wrong with you?
All right. Jesus Ween.
Nobody likes Jesus Buzz. Ween.
All right, we
got to
wrap this thing up.
A note about Leno before we wrap up. Jay Leno has no comment today about a joke he made before a charity motorcycle ride in which two bikers were killed in a crash. Before the Love Ride in L.A. on Sunday, Leno joked that the ride had gotten too polite and that he wanted to see, quote, somebody go down. And they did.
You know what? I'm not throwing Jay under the bus for that. I mean, so what? You make a comment like that, you don't know the two bikers. It's like the helmet guys that, you know, you go to a helmet rally that you're anti-helmet and then you end up falling off your bike and cracking your head open. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Yeah, but you know what? He should address it. He shouldn't dodge comments.
Of course he should. Well, that's Jay.
That's where Jay's a dick. I almost don't hate the comment. I just hate him.
Yeah, of course. This is the way Jay... You come out and he said, you know, under the circumstances, it was the wrong joke at the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, if I'd known what was going to happen,
terribly
which I couldn't foresee.
Yes.
Yeah, whatever.
Finally, sex news with a spotlight on women. First, a new survey finds that women between the ages of 18 and 25 are now the biggest consumers of porn. They cite boredom as their number one reason.
Awesome. Wow.
A woman in Kenya caught her husband cheating when she ran into him at the same motel where she was meeting her lover. Near Marietta, Georgia.
What a merry mix-up.
Kenya.
In Marietta, Georgia, a woman's been arrested for shoplifting more than $500 worth of condoms, along with some baby wipes and a pregnancy test.
Wow, that's optimism.
And a woman tells Gawker.com, that her vibrator was still in her luggage when she reached her destination, along with a note from a TSA agent that read, "Get your freak on, girl." I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by
Encore
Insurance Services, LLC. For a free life insurance quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll do all the work for you.
Encore.
We'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com.
Encore
Insurance Services, official sponsor of the TMOS Iowa Road Trip. That's it. It's roast time.
Yay, yeah. Roast.
We'll have the complete review of the roast tomorrow. Let you know who was embarrassed, who was not, and who just wanted to leave. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oscar, do my laundry.